You're listening to KPPP LPFM Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of A Mexican Crossing Lines. This is Cindy Gomeshamp.
And this is Duke Gomeshamp.
And you're listening to KPPPLPFM. We are broadcasting online through Live 365. And you'll be able to find us at your radio dial at 88.1 FM, adding local color to your airwaves. Today, I am really excited about the topic. We are talking about the rendezvous in Grand Forks. And you started us off with a song from one of the folks that's going to be singing or performing at this event, Tall Paul. And that song was called Prayers in a Song. This is really an amazing song to me, particularly because I think that it really showcases the diversity that you can find in hip-hop artists like Paul, who is an Anishinaabe and a Native hip-hop artist. He's enrolled at Leech Lake Reservation in Minnesota. This young man was born and raised in Minneapolis. His music strongly reflects his inner-city upbringing, and he talks about, you know, his personal expression of himself, and he has a lot of thought-provoking commentary on the issues that are affecting indigenous communities. In this particular song, he's speaking in Anishinaabe, and it's really an amazing resurgence of pride and of a collection of stories and a remembering of languages. It's a resurgence of bringing back languages that in many cases have been gone and dead. So this is a way for Tall Paul, as well as many in the indigenous community who are trying to bring back these traditions and save languages, to give it to young people and help them to learn their language and to connect with their language again. I've seen a lot of this kind of language resurgence done in various formats, including children's books and songs and, you know, also, of course, language classes that are being taught.
And we'll post links to the videos from YouTube. It'd be worthwhile watching them because they're very well done visually also.
Right, right. Also on today's show, we will be interviewing some of the folks that will be at the rendezvous, including the executive director of North Star Council, Amber Finley, who is in putting on this rendezvous. It's actually a fundraiser event for the North Star Council, who's doing great work. And I'm going to talk about what that work entails, what the North Star Council is doing for indigenous communities, and what it brings to the larger Grand Forks community as a whole later on in the show. We'll also be talking to Tenaya Winder, who is a poet, writer, and artist. She will be performing at the rendezvous as well. It's something you won't want to miss. There's going to be all sorts of fantastic performances. They're going to be multicultural performances. I heard there's a Mexican who is working together with indigenous youth to do dances. I kind of want to see that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does, very much.
And then also they have a Filipino performer that is working with indigenous youth, and they're going to be doing some performances. I also heard there's another youth poet, which I've heard performing flute music in the past. Amber's going to tell us all about that. We'll also have an interview with Tenaya, as I said, and we'll listen to more of Tall Paul's music. For those of you who are just tuning in to this program, this is A Mexican Crossing Lines. We want to bring more varied programming to you, which includes hearing music from different cultures and different languages. We have a Spanish program now every Saturday.
Sunday.
Sabor Latino every Sunday at 6 p.m. Thank you, Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be bringing more programming to KPPP-LP-FM, which really showcases the vast number of different cultures, languages, mm-hmm. music, and stories to be shared right here in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those programs. We recently had a program that we did with Somali elders, and we talked about the issues that are facing Somali people in this community, the forming of the Somali Council
mm-hmm.
Of Elders, which is to help Somali families deal with issues that they're facing in the community. And we talked a lot about issues that face people of color. Recently we talked about the Halloween issues, appropriation issues, and so I encourage folks to continue to share their thoughts, their ideas. I want to thank Lisa Casares for reaching out and asking us to do a show about the rendezvous coming up in Grand Forks this Saturday from 7 to 9. You got to check it out. We'll have all the information for that event linked to the podcast on the show at kpppfm.com, along with the podcast for our other shows, which are available for people to listen to in our archives for a couple of weeks, and they won't be available anymore.
Actually, these will, because we're using music we have permission for.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah, they'll stay there forever.
So these, you can actually share them, and some of our shows will be available for a long time. So we encourage folks to share them. Comment right there on the page, or you can find our stories on Facebook at the People's Press Project. You can comment there as well. But we always love to hear what folks have to say.
That's for sure. You know, there's a lot of ways to get a hold of us. One way is give us a call. Give us a call at 701-566-0917. It's actually a voicemail. Leave a voicemail. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and we may play it on the air. You can tweet us at media_PPP. Email cindy@kppfm.com or duke@kppfm.com.
And let us now go to Amber Finley, my first interview that's going to tell us all about this fantastic event.
I am here today with Amber Finley, Executive Director of North Star Council and an enrolled member of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation. Thank you for being with us in this interview today.
Thanks for having me.
So I hear you're having a rendezvous in Grand Forks.
Yes, that's correct.
And when is that taking place?
This Saturday, November 7th.
At the Empire Arts Center, correct?
Yes, and I'll start at 7 p.m.
And you're going from 7 to 9 p.m. featuring a group of people I would like you to tell me a little bit about here in a minute. But we have Tall Paul. Tanya Winder.
Tanya
Winder. Tanya Winder. I was wondering how that was pronounced. And Miss Indian World, Cheyenne Brady, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So this is $15 general admission, $10 for students, military or seniors. You can go and get tickets at www.northstarcouncil.com. You can also find the North Star Council Facebook page and check out what North Star Council is working on. I wanted to ask you more about what your organization does, because North Star Council is really what is behind Rendezvous, correct?
Correct. So North Star is a small nonprofit. We started almost 5 years ago. Really was a response to a lot of the requests that myself and some of my other friends were getting here in the Grand Forks community and some of the surrounding communities, with people who just wanted to know more about Native American culture and were looking for us to come and do presentations. And then there was also this other aspect of it where the Native community themselves were reaching out to us and asking us, hey, you guys know how to do, you know, this particular cultural activity or this spiritual activity, you know, how do we get involved? How can we be more part of it? And so we decided that, you know, we needed to form some type of group to really support that effort. And so North Star became that organized group, and it's grown into wanting to be a little bit more than that. We definitely want to establish an actual Native American center here in Grand Forks that serves that purpose. I believe there's one down in Fargo that's got a lot of the same mission of, like, supporting the Native community, but also doing some community outreach and education for the non-Native community as well, just to kind of, you know, dispel some of the myths and the stereotypes that are associated with Native Americans, and also to just, you know, get people to be able to see that we are contemporary, that we are modern, and we're usually probably sitting in the same room with you, and sometimes you might not even know it.
Wow, so are you telling me there is no Native American center in Grand Forks?
No, so there is a Native American center, but it's for students. So it's hosted by the University of North Dakota, and it's the American Indian Student Services Center. And their limitation is that they can only serve students, and they don't necessarily have the
capacity
to be able to do a lot of the cultural aspects of it. And so that's kind of where North Star comes in, is that, you know, a lot of us that have already graduated and are kind of making a living for ourselves, that's some of the the work that we do is connected with American Indian Student Services, but they don't serve the public at large.
Why do you feel, I mean, as a Indigenous person of Mexican descent myself, I understand how crucial identity is in our development as human beings and on and the preservation of our traditions, but why do you feel that the North Star Council is filling an important role in Grand Forks?
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head, where there are some very unique needs for the Native American population. And when we talk about urban areas, we're also talking about many different tribal citizens that decide, for whatever reasons, to make their homes in a more urban setting. And I guess I wouldn't say Grand Forks is very urban, but we are, you know, in North Dakota, we would be what people consider a city. And so we end up with quite a few different tribal representations here. And some people know a lot about their culture when they get here. They come from the reservations and they've grown up with that culture. Some have grown up on the reservations and really haven't known much about their culture, but they're, you know, they're here and for whatever reason, you know, they decide that they would like to explore that part of themselves a little bit more and be able to figure out their identity. And so we try to provide a venue for those folks to be able to get in touch with who they are, what their culture represents, the history of their people. And so it becomes a really unique experience because we're catering to more than just one tribe. So, for instance, a lot of the activities that we do, we try to figure out how that particular activity will relate to somebody from my tribe, like three affiliated tribes, or how it will relate to somebody from Turtle Mountain, or somebody from Spirit Lake, or even somebody from one of the Ojibwe tribes right next door in Minnesota. Because of where Grand Forks is located, we get both that mix of some North Dakota tribes and some Minnesota tribes. And so to me, that it's a really important opportunity to be able to provide for, you know, people who don't have access to that, who aren't living on their reservation, don't necessarily have access to their own tribe's culture, history, and we're sort of being that connector.
Like the hub of the wheel, right?
Right.
And here you have these incredible guests that are going to be coming that really sort of embody this spirit that you're talking about of bringing folks that have some knowledge and tradition together with those who are looking for it as a way of preserving their identity. For example, the work of Tall Paul, the hip-hop artist that's going to be coming to the rendezvous. His expression in the music that he does is very much about that struggle of preserving tradition and finding new ways to bring you know, your identity along with you. Would you describe it that way?
Yes, absolutely. I think what's really nice about the artists that we're bringing in this year is that they're all sort of what people would consider contemporary artists. They're doing things that most people would consider mainstream, but they've adapted them to incorporate their own culture into it. And so, for instance, like Tall Paul, he's doing, you know, hip-hop. He's a hip-hop artist who does a lot of rap. But rap really is, you know, when we think about it, it's the definition is it's rhythm and poetry. And so he's really taking his experience as being a young Native man and putting that into his lyrics and being able to perform that. And he now becomes a role model for up-and-coming youth that, you know, might not be able to identify with some of the traditional practices of their people, but he incorporates that into his lyrics so that people will say, hey, he said something about that. Maybe I might want to go investigate that more. I might want to learn more about that. And it also gives them an identity to say, hey, this is somebody doing something modern, but in a way that relates to myself as a Native American.
Yeah, and just to give you folks listening to this program, you're tuning in right now. I'm talking with Amber Finley from the North Star Council, and we are talking about the rendezvous in Grand Forks that is coming up this weekend from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Empire Arts Center. And that's November 7th, this Saturday, and it will be featuring Tall Paul, Tanaya Winder, and Miss Indian World, Cheyenne Brady. Tickets are only $15 for general admission and $10 for students, military, and seniors. This is some really incredible work that you are putting together, becoming a connector in the community. And, of course, this rendezvous serves both as a cultural flashpoint for people to talk about these issues, come together, and as a way of helping you fund your work. Now, Tall Paul is an Anishinaabe and Oneida hip-hop artist. He's enrolled at the Leech Lake Reservation in Minnesota. He was born and raised in Minneapolis, and his music strongly reflects his inner-city upbringings, from expressions of personal expressions of himself to thought-provoking commentary on issues affecting indigenous and diverse communities as a whole. Tall Paul's music evokes a wide variety of substance and soul. Let's take a quick listen to what he has to offer.
And thank you for listening. This is Cindy Gomez Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez Shemp.
And this is KPPPLPFN. You're listening to another episode of A Mexican Crossing Lines. We're talking about the rendezvous in Grand Forks. I've been chatting with Amber Finley, and we've been listening to a taste of what you're going to be able to find at this fantastic event this weekend in Grand Forks. If somebody's going from Grand Forks, y'all have to talk to each other on social media. Do a carpool. Invite your friends, because this is going to be a fantastic event. I highly encourage folks to check it out. Share it with your friends. and take an opportunity to go and listen to some of the presenters, the music, enjoy the food, and watch the performances. It's an actually a great organization, the North Star Council, that's putting this on. And this is one way that you can show support not only for the Indigenous people in the Grand Forks area, but also for North Star Council and all the good work that they're doing.
Now, we're back with Amber Finley. We're talking about the Rendezvous in Grand Forks. Thank you for joining me, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're the executive director of North Star Council, and you're also an enrolled member of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation. For those folks who are just tuning in, this is a Mexican Crossing Lines. We're talking about the Rendezvous in Grand Forks, and it's really an opportunity for Native people to come and really enjoy both the contemporary work of these leaders. These are the leaders of tomorrow, which you are showcasing at this event.
Yes.
Both in hip hop and in leadership, Miss Indian World is quite a leader. We won't be able to interview her today, but I will be sharing interviews throughout this program, both with Tanaya and with Tall Paul, as well as sharing some of their work. In talking about Tanaya, I was really moved by the spirit of her work, I guess the background of what she's talking about. It comes from a place of teaching about the inner self, of teaching about love. And so much of what I was reading from her work really taps into identifying emotions and talking about the expression of, in many times, very painful emotions as a way of healing and healing through love. Is that a focus of the Indigenous self in today's time? Do you think that she's speaking about what is happening to Indigenous nations of today?
I think so. I think it resonates with, you know, the things that have happened to our ancestors, as well as the way that that affects us now, you know, in this generation. And I think it will continue to affect, you know, future generations. And so her work seems very timeless, because there's always room for growth, for personal growth, but then also understanding, you know, your relationships to other people and how those relationships can, you know, grow into beautiful things, and sometimes they don't grow into beautiful things and they can be very hurtful. But, you know, there's also that underlying story of, you know, resilience that a lot of our Native youth have had to endure, you know, for things that are absolutely not their fault. You know, they're born into situations that just are, you know, have nothing to do with, you know, the kind of person that they want to be. It's just the kind of situations that they're born into. And so I think, you know, her words will be able to really resonate, especially with young women who struggle so much with, you know, stereotypes and the sexualization of Native women through the, you know, costumes that people decide to wear and imitate us on, like, Victoria's Secret, you know, commercials, and just, you know, a misunderstanding, misrepresentation of who we really are as Native women.
There seems to be an urgency right now, specifically right now in this time in history, to, you know, kind of bring together folks that are trying to break these myths, trying to dismantle the stereotypes and the hatred that has been so deeply rooted in America against Indigenous peoples. What do you think is driving that issue right now? Because it seems like it is a time not just for Indigenous people, but primarily Indigenous people have been, you know, on the receiving end of being pushed to the point of extinction from the time that the colonizers got here until the very present time. And they still continue to suffer the greatest amount of deaths at the hand of police, the greatest amount of sexual assaults, the lowest wages in terms of poverty and reservations. what is the message that you think that not just these artists, but Indigenous groups like yours are trying to do to bring these issues to the forefront?
I think what we're seeing really is this awakening that some of the people that came before us have really instilled in some of the people from my generation that there is value in Western education, and it's that you become aware of the way that other people interpret you and how they perceive your story. And what's been happening and what I really enjoy is seeing all of these different Native scholars that are really, they're educated, but then they're also well-educated in their culture as well. Mm-hmm. And so they're being able to combine those two things together and be able to say, hey, you need to really critically look at the way that we are being treated and the way that we are being portrayed. And how do we take back control over that? And how do we make sure that the stories that are being told about us are our stories and not somebody else's interpretation of our stories? And so the mission of North Star itself, to empower Indigenous people through research, outreach, and education, just, I mean, that in and of itself is kind of what I see, you know, happening right now when you talk about all of these different issues being brought to the forefront. It's, you know, it's time. It's time for our people to take back ownership of the things that we can change and the things that we can do about the situations that we are in. And we can't do very much about the past, but we can do something about our future. And I think a lot of the people from my generation are really working hard to make those types of changes.
That's very true. And, you know, I think that there has never been a time when I have seen so many people listening to this, drinking it in, Indigenous folks, because there is a hunger, there is a resurgence, I believe, to become closer to our roots, to know more about our identities. And this North Star Council is providing that connector for those who don't have those deep-rooted traditions, who have lost a lot of those traditions, who have been urbanized in many ways. There is a place for you to go and connect. For folks who want to be part of this growth, of this knowledge base, of making community within Grand Forks, Rendezvous is an opportunity for you to do that. And that's happening this Saturday, November 7th, 2015, at the Empire Arts Center from 7 to 9 p.m. Again, they're having fantastic leadership and performances by Tanaya Winder. And Tanaya is not just a poet. She's a writer. She's an artist. She's an educator from the Southern Ute, Duckwater Shoshone, and Pyramid Lake Paiute Nations. She's also a winner of the 2010 A Room of Her Own Foundation's Orlando Prize in Poetry. You can find a bunch of her stuff online. She's got a blog site. She's got YouTube videos. You can listen to some of her poetry. We'll be sharing some of that and an interview with her in a moment. These are opportunities for everyone in Grand Forks, and we're inviting folks from the Fargo-Moorhead region to come to the Rendezvous. This is an opportunity for everyone. What other kinds of things are going to be going on at the Rendezvous, Amber?
So we have, I know you're not able to interview her, but Miss Indian World Cheyenne Brady is going to be coming. I believe she'll be doing a little bit of speaking about her experience, because Miss Indian World is a really big competition between all different women from many different tribal nations, and every year they go and compete, and there it's a pretty rigorous competition. And so the fact that she actually was crowned, and she's from North Dakota, so that to us, that's even, you know, we're even more proud of her because she's right, you know, from right here, and she's an honorary member of the Mandan Hidatsa Rikuron Nation. Some of her family is from there, even though she's not enrolled there. We also have some UND students. One in particular, his name is Lane Page. he also has this really powerful poem that he's going to be performing.
Oh, I saw that. Is that with the music that he does, Lane Page?
I don't know if he's going to add music to it this year, but I know he let us hear out his poem, and I guarantee you it's going to be a tearjerker, a mover. It's just so powerful with the words that he chose to use and the analogies that he chose to incorporate into his poem. We also have, every year we try to incorporate our local Native youth because they love being involved in our performances. And so this year we have three different performances featuring our Native youth. One of them is a skit that they're taking a traditional story and they're actually turning it into a skit. And so they'll be performing that. Elder Bonifacio is a Filipino, he was a student at UND, I believe he's graduated, he kind of has his own dance company now, and he has been working with us for the past couple of years. He's brought quite a few different routines for our kids to do, and so this year he's working on another routine that'll be promised to be really kind of cool and modern, but also he incorporates some of the powwow dance moves into his routines, and so it's kind of neat to see the kids get really excited about that. And then there's also a Mexican lady by the name of Isabel Wren who worked with us in the past, and she's returning this year to do a performance, a solo performance, but then she's also doing a little modern twist performance with our Native youth dancers, which will be pretty cool to see. She's kind of mixing some flamenco moves with reggaeton. And so,
crazy.
Yeah. So she's just, I mean, we're really excited to see all of these performances and, it's only 2 hours this year. So in the past we've done like a 3 hour, event, but this year it's only 2 hours. And so we've packed quite a bit into those 2 hours.
Wow. I mean, folks, you cannot miss this. There's so much talent on display. We're going to give you a little taste here on A Mexican Crossing Lines, but this is definitely one event you do not want to miss. That's the Rendezvous happening this Saturday, November 7th at the Empire Arts Center from 7 to 9 p.m. And it's going to be an all-star event. There's going to be music. Is there going to be food at this thing?
Yes, we usually feature some food. It'll be more like appetizers, but it'll be a taste of some traditional foods along with some kind of contemporary modern twists. But that'll happen during our intermission.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this event with us, for sharing the work that you're doing. I know that you've been very busy growing the North Star Council. It hasn't been going for very long, but you've been doing amazing work. I want to thank you for the work that you've been doing for the community. Amber Finley, the Executive Director of North Star Council, my guest today on A Mexican Crossing Line. Thank you so much for being with us.
As usual, we love to hear what folks have to say. I'm going to take you guys to a musical break with more of Tall Paul in a moment. But first, Duke, how can folks get a hold of us if they would like to share their comments about this show or any other of our programs?
Well, you can give us a call at 701-566-0917. You can leave a voicemail. It's a voicemail machine. Tell us your name, where you're from, and we may play it on the air. Also, you can tweet us at @media_PPP, email Cindy at kppfm.com, or Duke at kppfm.com.
That's right. And what we have next is one. It's another one of Tall Paul's songs. Which one is the break song?
Well, we're going to listen to Tall Paul, Walk Right.
Some temptation is to outgrow self. Excavate a selfish past till we see hell. Try to escape it to mold a foundation. Roads that are paved with the red paint anchoring. Guys down from skies that are so cantankerous. When heat rises, wipe the sweat with a handkerchief. Or feel the sting of the sweat when it hits your eye. I'm rising to the spirit of my mind's eye. A DIY, false, prideful, kind guy. FYI, I could use some advice. You see why I can't prioritize shine. I'm near going blind like deer facing headlights already. Left-legged limp, still put the pep in my step like a pimp. It's been a good day, I'm Ice Cube in a blimp. Some good year tires on a Mark Cuban whip. Before you buy my BS, you better check my bin. You co-sign a broke man like a next of kin. Might mess around and let you down like I did my kid. I'm one drop of C-grams away from losing him. My name is Paul Paul, I'm an alcoholic. Used to think I was the shit because I was in college. You still think I am the shit, you say I'm kicking knowledge. My mind's behind my age, the wisdom's hardly polished. Still keep it modest, I'll never be the hottest. The harder the skills get, the less they're acknowledged. Shout out my leaders, the headless quick to follow. A legend's apparition till they fall in Sleepy Hollow.
We're back with A Mexican Crossing Lines. This is Cindy Azucena Gomez Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPPLPFM. We are broadcasting online through Live 365. You can find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM. Very soon we'll be broadcasting in the Moorhead and the Fargo area with programming that's got all sorts of community gems like this event. The Rendezvous in Grand Forks. We're also going to have an interview with Tanaya Winder, who's a poet, a writer, and an artist.
This is Cindy Gomez Shemp, and you are back with A Mexican Crossing Lines. I have a very special guest with me today. Tanaya Winder is a poet, writer, artist, and educator from the Southern Ute, Duckwater, Shoshone, and Pyramid Lake Paiute Nations. She is a winner of A Room of Her Own Foundation Orlando Prize in Poetry of 2010. Your work has appeared in Cutthroat Magazine, Adobe Walls, Superstition Review, Drunken Boat, Quelly, among others. You are teaching. You do lectures. You do creative writing workshops. I've read some of your work. I know you're going to be presenting this weekend in Grand Forks at the Rendezvous. I wanted to ask the very first question, what has inspired the remarkable background of your work?
I think just everyday experiences, like people I've met that I've known a long time, whether it's family or friends or people I meet along the way, and just realizing everybody has a story and a purpose and a vision and dreams, and learning about the person and seeing their paths and just seeing how everything is connected ultimately to where we're at. All of that inspires me to write.
Well, you know, this is an event sponsored by the North Star Council, and the North Star has a strong place in Indigenous culture, but specifically in your work. You talk about the North Star, and it's about being there for somebody else. Or how would you describe it?
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I would describe it. You know, like when you use stars or the North Star to help navigate you when you're lost, help find your way home or back where you need to be. I believe that we meet people in our lives and on our paths that can also be, have that purpose to be a North Star, to help ground you, to help anchor you, and get you where you need to be.
And that is exactly what the North Star Council aims to do with the creation of this organization, is to help Indigenous people living in urban settings connect with their roots, and helping folks that have the traditional ways and that have that rooted self-identity to be able to share that with the other folks that are missing it, as well as to bring about healing for an Indigenous population, which in places like Grand Forks in particular don't even have a community center. You find a lot of healing through your work, through your poetry, and specifically through love. Can you talk about how that connects to the Indigenous experience?
Finding healing through my work and through, well, I think just part of being an Indigenous person is storytelling, right? And like turning to other people, like relying on this community aspect and knowing and accepting and believing that we can't do anything alone and we shouldn't, that everybody, you know, we're all a part of a greater whole, and that we're taught to look after our elders, those who came before us and what they represent, and how we need to take care of ourselves and take care of, you know, our present, like everything around us, whether it's our culture, whether it's our language, whether it's the land, because we have to think about those who are coming after us. And so for me, thinking about that, that's just exactly why I think it's helpful to do art and why doing writing and poetry and telling stories is so important, because we draw on the things that have been taught to us. But I also write because I'm thinking about people who will come after, and maybe they'll need to read those words to help them in their own healing and maybe inspire them to write and find those to help heal us in positive ways, if there's things somebody has experienced that they need to process in a healthy way.
And there is an incredible amount of courage and healing that occurs in the expression of poetry, in the especially in the expression of poetry, isn't there?
Yeah, it's being vulnerable. I've heard it described as doing open heart surgery on yourself for everybody to watch. And I've had another friend tell me it's like, you know, reading somebody's naked soul. Like, it's just being exposed, but being brave enough to share your story and to hope that it helps impact other people, I think, is what motivates me.
And you've seen that impact in your workshops with your students when you, for example, have them do an exercise where you have them describe an emotion. Maybe I should have you describe how you do that and explain what you see your students experience emotionally. Can you talk a little bit about how you have them describe joy or sorrow?
Yeah. This workshop was gifted to me by another friend who does youth work. And so you just talk about how there's these things, emotions we all experience, where there's joy, love, pain, and how each of them means something different to us. So we'll go around and I'll have the students write a sentence that fills it in, like, I know love, I know joy, I know pain. And so they make it specific to them. And it can be anything using the senses, like, I know love smells like the coffee my mother makes me in the morning when I visit her. Or I know joy sounds like my little sisters laughing when they see me do something funny. Or I know pain in seeing somebody I love cry, knowing there's nothing I can do. So just adding like their own experience to it. And then after, like, you have everybody number the sentences randomly. Like, if I had everybody just only write one for each, they'd have three. So it's, you know, number them randomly, one through three. Like, some might do it 1, 2, 3. Some might do it 3, 2, 1. Some might do 2, 1, 3 or something. And then we'll go around and just, like, weave a big poem with all of our voices. Everyone will go around and read their one. And so it'll become this riff, because someone might have labeled one as a pain or one that's a joy. And so it will just be all these voices sharing, I know love, I know joy, I know pain. And seeing that is just very transformative for people, even in the moment, just learning something about your friends or whoever else is in there with you, knowing that maybe what brings somebody else pain also brings you pain, and then it might make you feel no longer alone. And sometimes it's very cathartic. Like I've never had a bad experience doing that writing exercise.
That sounds beautiful, and it seems like it's a very transformative exercise and a healing one as well. I wanted to ask you, I wanted to thank you for your incredible work and the body of your work, but I wanted to ask you what you're going to be sharing for folks at this rendezvous event, which is taking place this Saturday at the Empire Art Center from 7 to 9 p.m. and will be featuring Tenaya Winder, but also there will be Miss Indian World Cheyenne Brady and hip-hop artist Tall Paul. What are you going to be sharing, Tenaya?
Yeah, I'll be sharing some of my favorite poems from my book, and I also am working on a new one that I'm trying to write, and I've been trying to incorporate more music and singing into my poetry, so I'm looking forward to sharing those things.
As well, wonderful. Well, I was hoping to give folks over the airwaves a little taste of your poetry. Is there a specific poem we can find online that we could share with folks, or do you want to give us a little taste right now?
One of my favorite ones is on there, on YouTube. Like, if you just type in my name, Tenaya, one of my favorite ones, Back to the Beginning, is on there. I just performed that a couple weeks ago. And so that would be a good one for people to go and check out.
And if you want to listen to Tenaya's poetry, check out her. You're an author too. You can. We'll have all of the links to your websites and information and blog and where you can find Tenaya's latest book of poetry. So folks can check you out, and hopefully they'll come and meet you this Saturday at the rendezvous in Grand Forks.
That'd be great.
Thank you so much. Let's take a listen to some of Tenaya's wonderful poetry.
Back to the beginning. Sometimes I wish we could start back at the beginning, turn our existence into a videotape, call it life, then push life into a VCR, press play and pause, and get the chance to rewind with our image still on screen, watching everything that ever meant anything reverse with the push of a finger. If we could press rewind, the wrinkles on these God-given shells would smoothen into soft, unscathed skin. We'd awaken from tombs, arise from the earth like trees living to become seeds, and I guess that means as babies, we'd go back into our mother's wombs. If we could press rewind. Mothers or fathers who abandoned their sons or daughters wouldn't walk away, but return, run backwards, turning towards their children so they would never have to look into eyes that ever saw them as unworthy of keeping. History wouldn't repeat, but instead fold into itself like disease-ridden blankets, rolling themselves back up like yo-yos, returning to the hands that ever made those hateful gestures in the first place. Battles wouldn't end in bloodshed, but instead arrive off into a sun rising with warriors always returning from war, or boarding school with their hair flowing behind them in lengths of rivers. Rewinding would mean going back to school to hand in our diplomas and unlearn all the lessons ever taught to us. We'd start books at their ending, unstring sentences into letters until all we were left with was sound, waiting to come out of our mouths. Like my friend Angel. His would open to fountain gallons of vodka from liver. His throat would spill it back into bottle after bottle after bottle after bottle that he'd set back onto the shelves of a liquor store. He'd walk out of in a line so straight it'd lead him to the day Angel's father cut off his wings when he left him fatherless, falling asleep on a bench. Rewinding, he'd unfreeze to death as warmth re-entered his body, convulsing not in dry heaving, but reheating, detoxing into calm as snowflakes would rise back up to the sky. Imagine the kind of miracle time travel, like needles sucking poisonous drugs from addicted veins, pills undissolving into wholeness, being pushed back into containers fitting just right. Everything would be all right. And for our youth who contemplated taking their own lives or committed suicide, would feel
blood flow back into open cuts, their veins pulsing with life that knows its worth, saving so much that determined hands repeatedly pull away razors from wrists, leaving behind no scar, no trace, not even the memory. And any fist that hit someone in rage or abuse would loosen into outstretched arms to call you home instead of the bullet-shaped holes making their way back into the guns or mouths that shot them in the first place. If we could rewind, maybe I could remember if I ever said anything to hurt Angel. If we could rewind, my angel would be able to fly backwards, lift himself back up, and life would be breathed back into him as he unwrapped the rope from his neck to inhale sweet and ever-expanding air into his chest. If we could rewind, I could tell Angel over and over, I loved you. I loved you, and it would always, always start with you, alive and well and not me. I'd gladly give up every poem I have ever spoken, have my mouth call back each and every one of them from your ears back into my pen's failed attempts at trying to put back the splintered pieces of our hearts, our hearts, our hearts, staring at a blank page, wishing we could begin again. Thank you, thank you.
You can only find programming like this here at KPPP LPFM because we are adding local color to your airwaves. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to today's program, and I certainly hope to see folks out at the Rendezvous in Grand Forks this weekend, this Saturday. So without further ado, let's take us out with some more of Tall Paul.
This is
a great opportunity to listen to this wonderful hip-hop artist. Are we going to listen to Heartache or Loud?
Loud.
Yeah, let's take it out loud. This is Tall Paul. You've been listening to A Mexican Crossing Lines. Thank you for catching this program on KPPP LPFM.
Wanna talk loud? I'm Kush. Born to rock a tough crowd. I push.